Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carol Nealon, Dollar Bank, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So now we're into December, you know, and I think we all kind of think about the holidays. We think about holiday spending, but December can mean a lot of other things that we need to be thinking about as well.
That's right. That's right. I think it's a good time to prepare for the goals you have for the coming year. And this new year, 2020, it's like the start of a new decade. So it's a good time to take stock of where you are in life, you know, where your health is. Are there things you could do to improve it? Where your finances are? Are you in control of your finances? So a good thing I like to do at the end of every year is to list everything I owe, list all the assets that I have, and see where I am at the end of that year. And I do this every year. So, you know, probably in my 20s, when I rented an apartment, I had, let's say it was $1,000 a month, I wouldn't have an asset. I wouldn't have a house. I would just have a liability. $1,000 a month, $12,000, negative $12,000. If I leased a car, which some of us in our youth did foolishly, I'd have a, say, $300 car payment. It wasn't my car. I couldn't put it down as my asset. So if you think in terms of net worth, it's all of your assets, let's say your house and your car, which you're leasing and renting, so that's zero, minus the liabilities, that would be $12,000 for the rent, $3,600 for the car, $15,600 negative. So a young person who's doing that would have a negative net worth. So, you know, take stock of it. It doesn't matter if it's negative this year. Just make a goal that next year it's going to be better. And it's a very simple equation. All of your assets, those are things that you own, a house, a car. And you can own a house with a mortgage on it, but there's still what we call equity in it. That's your down payment. That's the market appreciation. And every year you should stop and take a minute and do your own balance sheet or your own personal net worth statement. And it's a good way to help you line up your goals for the next year.
So wait a minute. I need you to go back. So if I'm renting,
yes,
versus owning a home, my rent is a liability. I've never,
right,
thought of it that way.
That's right.
Or if I'm leasing a car, that's a liability. I guess that makes sense because it only becomes an asset if I own it.
Right. So that BMW is owned by BMW Credit. You just have a liability of that lease payment every month. And you might have a rooftop apartment that's real slick, but the landlord owns it. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're enriching those creditors. You're not helping yourself move along. So that equation, assets equals everything that you own. And, you know, a fabulous shoe collection doesn't count. But hard assets like a house, a car, maybe some collectibles, but really things that depreciate rapidly, like clothes or shoes or, collections of some sort. They really, if a banker, you know, I'm a banker,
mm-hmm,
if I'm
mm-hmm.
looking at those things, I would give them zero value.
Okay. Other than, say, like a piece of artwork that may
right.
appreciate.
Right. Where you could get a third-party appraisal on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we would still discount that by half.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. You wouldn't get full market value if you had to pledge it as a asset. So the things that can be corroborated by market value, like, you know, comparables in a house,
okay,
in a neighborhood, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
So these are all the things when they talk about your net worth, these are the kind of things we're talking about.
Right. So you could have a high income. So what if you spend it all and you don't invest in hard appreciating assets? Then you may not have any net worth.
Wow, this is a rude awakening for me. I'm guessing for a lot of other people as well. So you do this every December. You just kind of take stock of where you are.
I do every December. I do it, and It's such a good exercise. So when I was young, I had like a country sister and a city sister. My country sister worked for herself, mm-hmm. and this is, I'm talking 40 years ago. If she had $25, you know, even back then I would go, $25. She would take that $25, put it in the bank. That sister is a multimillionaire this year.
There you go.
I mean, she has been for many years because she was a saver and
because
an investor.
Because she saved that money. And real quick,
yes.
before we run out of time, so cash, if I have cash,
yes.
that's an asset.
Yes.
Cash in the bank.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Wow. Okay, I'm going to do it this year. Carol Nealon, Dollar
okay.
Bank, thanks so much.
Okay, good Alrighty. To be with you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.